Dave, how are
State
you?
State action. What is it called?
Good morning, Rabbi Sang. So, we last year everybody started to learn some topics of Hilchos Tefillah. And one topic we did not cover, I wanted to learn now this, to put a few weeks for this, is the halachas and the dinim of Kaddish. And especially now, as you all know, my grandfather passed away. He was Nifter 2 weeks ago, Rav Yaakov Yosef Ben Tzvi Hirsch. And so to this, the Hilchos Kaddish should really be Elui Tiz Neshama. Kaddish Yosef is one of them. The whole Kaddish is always, we'll see, Be'ez Hashem, as we'll get to it. We'll have Be'ez Hashem, another shir, a specific shir, just for Kaddish Yosef. Today is really more of an opening, an introduction to what Kaddish is all about, and how do we treat it in Halacha. And we're going to focus, as always we do in this year, we're going to focus very much on the Halacha aspect of Kaddish, just to bring as an introduction, just a little bit, is to know that Kaddish is such an important thing. And just to bring a few Gemaras, the Gemara tells us, what is Kaddish? The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Gimel, really is the second Daf in Shas. Everybody's going to start Daf Yomi Brachas soon. Second Daf in Shas, the Gemara brings the story that Eliyahu HaNavi went into a churba, and he met, there was a Tana went to a churba, and met Eliyahu HaNavi, and Eliyahu HaNavi was telling him things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, and he says, Elo, if you look at the Gemara in Brachas, the number one in the page, here's more sheets. Number one on the page, the Gemara says, El Bashar Shisrael Nichnasim about the Knesios, about the Midrashas, they go into the shuls and the Mispredish. Vahinim Yehei Shmei Hagodol Mevoirach. You get the Mishabeth. Does he say, Hey Shmei Rabba? Hakadosh Baruch Hu Minanea Roish, Hakadosh Baruch Hu moves his head. Vahimed Ashrei Hamelech Shemekalsi Moisa Vesoi. Kach. How what is beautiful that they, when they praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu in his house, which means the Mesa Mikdash. And then he basically is sad at the fact went to Golos, so he can't praise Hashem in his house. So every Kaddish reminds the Kaddish Baruch Hu of the fact that we're in Golos and brings about for the Geula that's going to come b'meheru b'ameinu. If you look at the Gemara in Brachas and Daf in Zayin, number two in the page, the Gemara there speaks about it's a perek haroyeh. People, whatever a person sees something in his dream, different simonim. There's a whole list of many different things a person can see. So the Gemara, that part, piece of the Gemara starts, a royal hesped, someone sees an hesped, a eulogy that someone does. So the Shemayim chosol b'du'u, so the Shemayim, they added Rechmanos on him, and they redeemed him. Okay. Now the next line is, that's what we want to focus on. He dreams that he's saying Yehesh Mirabo. That's what he dreams. That he's saying Yehesh Mirabo. So what is that dream it's coming to tell you? The dream is telling you, Muftach loy shu ben ha'oilom habo. That's haftacha, he's ben ha'oilom habo. Because anything that has to do with Yehesh Mirab, has to do with Gula, has to do with Olam Habo, that's what the Kaddish connects us to that very high place.
He sees that in his
dreams? Yeah. The Gemara speaks of the whole point, Perak. Haroi b'chaloim.
I'm saying he sees the word, what does he see?
No, but Pashab is that he answers it. Ha'oine. He sees himself saying Yehesh Mirab. The Gemara in Shabbos, number three, just one more Gemara regarding that. The Gemara says, this is also Negel Alocha, in the middle of the first line, Omer B'Shu Ben Levi, Kol Oine Omen Yesh Rabba Mevorech B'Kol Koycho, you say Yesh Rabba with all your koyach? Koyim Le Gzardino, they tear out his Gzardino, if they had a din, if he had a punishment, a judgment in Shemayim to be punished, it goes away. Says Rashi, there, number four, B'Kol Koycho, what does Kol Koycho mean? B'Kol Kavanoso, he needs a Mechaven, Be'ez Hashem, next week we're going to go into the kavana that we have to have in Kaddish. So Rashi says the main thing in Yesh Mirabo is you have to have kavana. You have to think about what you're saying. Tosfos says, the number five over here, brings kol amim shrabi kol koychoi, he brings pirush kol kavana so echei pirush Rashi, either is kavana. For we oimer, the yesh psikta b'maisa b'shuom and Elisha, there's a medrash, in the story of Shuom and Elisha, the kavana also kish Yisrael nechnosim. The batek nesius for him yehesh mirabo mevoirach bekol rom. They say yehesh mirabo with a loud voice mevatim gzeros koshers. So what Tosfos wants to bring from the medrash is that bekol koych may be not only kavana but it may be in a loud voice. Omein yehesh mirabo, a person should say it out loud, screaming, because that is in a loud voice that brings the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu, very special praise. So we see from all these gemaras the idea of kaddish which, as we could see from the Gemara's already, the Amin Yehesh Mirabah, that's the probably the most important part of the Kaddish. And we'll get to Beis Hashem next week, the understanding and the Kavan of it. But this is really, the Kaddish is something so, so special, so unique, connects us to Asid Lavoi, connects us to the Geula, and takes away Xeris Kashas. So that was just the Gemara, just the Gemara's already give us the Kaddish is so important. Let's say that. The Aruch HaShulchan brings also a little introduction. Number 6, the first part of the Aruch HaShulchan, says the Aruch HaShulchan, what is Kaddish? So he says, a Kaddish, hu shvach gadol v'noyro, is a great and special praise, shetiknu hachikdes ha'gdoi l'achei churim b'ayis rishon, and hachikdes doi started after churim b'ayis rishon. This, by the way, it's a point, I mentioned many times in the shurim on Tuesday night, that there was no tefillah b'tzibur until b'ayis sheni, because there was no shmoneh esrei. Right, only after first Bais Rishon, everybody davened their own davening. After Churban Bais Rishon, that's when we start to have a tefillah b'tzibur. Everybody has the same davening. We daven together. We have in the same time comes Kaddish. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, "V'tefillah chilul Shmo Yisboach b'Churban Bais Hamikdash." Talking about the fact that we want not to have chilul Hashem. Churban Hatz Hakodesh. Upizu Yisob Abakar. So talk about the Golus. We are asking for Hashem to go back. Basically, again, the Aruch HaShulchan summarizes what we have here in the Gemara. We're davening for the end of Golos. We're davening for the Geula. So that was really the psicho to the union of Kaddish. Now, the Bishayisif tells us something interesting. We have Kaddish during the day. There is the Kaddish, you know, sometimes you come to shul, it seems like randomly you have all kinds of Kaddish. You have another Kaddish, another Kaddish, another Kaddish. And you can't talk in the middle of Kaddish. It's like, you know, you have to stop or whatever you're doing. There is a set number of Kaddish. It's not just made up. The Poiski bring the idea that's brought down in the Ge'oinim, very early source, that it says, Sheva Bayoim Hilal Ticha. You learn from this pasuk, you have to do 7 Kaddishim. And that's what the Bishayisif brings over here. You have to do 7 Kaddishes. That's interesting enough. We're going to see here a few sources. What is the main 7 Kaddishim? So let's start with the Bishayisif. The Bishayisif, the Bishayisif Karo, in the beginning of Siman Nunei. Siman Nunei is a siman that's called the Halachas of Kaddish. Most of the siman does not speak about Halachas of Kaddish. It speaks about the Halachas, actually the entire siman, speaks about the Halachas of Dosh B'Gedusha. Which means, how do you do a minyan? When do you have a minyan? What happens if you start with 10, and then you have less than 10? What happens if you have a katan? All the different halachas of a minyan. But how the halachas of Kaddish itself? In the opening of that siman, the Bishayisif says, Kosova group of siman tzayik dalet, v'zilashoyner, in the number 7 in the page, top of the page. He says, Yeshiva raivit, tam ala kadeshi shoyim v'tfila. Here, we'll go through it. Bishayisif ends the say at 7. And he says the following: Echot acharei psuke dezimra sheshlem hefsek de psuke. So one kaddish you do after psuke dezimra before yishtabach, right? Second one, kaddish achar siyun tefilas shmoneh esrei. After shmoneh esrei we do after tachnun. Have another kaddish.
You skipped one already, right?
Very good.
The rabbi Ishmael.
Very good. Excellent. I want to get to that. So we're talking about the Bishayisif. He says he's quoting a rishon, talking about a very early source. When you get to the minogim. So the second one is the Kaddish that we have after Shmoneh. That's 2. Sheim Yifri B'yatzma V'ein Dvuka L'acharel. The Kaddish Achar Kriyas HaToyro. After Kriyas HaToyro, you also have a Kaddish. Now here one can right away say, yeah, but that's not every day. It's only twice a week and Shabbos. So we're missing it in other days. Okay. Kim Yifri B'yatzma B'kniso. The Kaddish, now the fourth one, it's Kaddish Achar Gdusho. Gdusho means Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish that we say with Volat Zirin. We call Volat Zirin. Then you say Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. After that, you have another Kaddish. That's what you have. That's the fourth one. The Kaddish Acha Amiris Mizmor Perek Agodo Mishta. After you say a Mizmor or a Perek or a Agodo, you have another Kaddish. And he's referring to, that's the Pashas, after Shir Shul Yom. So after you say Shir Shul Yom, you have another Kaddish. That's your fifth Kaddish as a Bishayisif.
Can you say why we're saying it? Is it just a separation?
No. We'll get to when do we say it.
No, why?
Why? Because why we say Kaddish at all?
Yeah, it's a separation.
No, the Kaddish has to be Mirayim Hashem. But we say it after every end of a inyan in davening.
That's what I just said, a separation.
Oh, no, but it's not because of separation. Every time you end something in davening, you praise Hashem Kaddish Baruch Hu. And you're like, Mizgadol is Kaddish B'Yabu. Be Ma'ale, the Shem of Hashem. Every time we end a parak down, not just to separate it, but to actually praise Hashem, and maybe without going into much into that, is to elevate the davening together with the Kaddish. Okay? Now.
But it's not necessarily a separation. It's kind of like.
It doesn't have to be a separation.
If you finish something,
No. I don't think so.
So what do you mean after we end then?
In other words, after every part of davening that we end, we want to elevate that davening with Kaddish.
Elevate that davening.
Yeah, that we just said. Then he says. Then he said, okay, we'll skip a little one line, goes to the end. That's the first five. The Kaddish Acha Ashrei LeMincha, Mincha, between Ashrei and Shmon Esrei. That's number six. Shemivnei Atzmo. That's what he says, Kolo Yimit Tfil Adol Shosh Bem Yoichol Yom Tachlush Ben Olamah, but you have Ashrei to say Ashrei. The Kaddish Acha Bikas Kriyash Vishal Arvis, Kitfilas Arvis Vishus. Then you have another one, between Kriyash Rav Arvis and Shmon Esrei. That's what he says. And he says, Yesholchim called the Shmon Esrei, Leishvu Kaddish, Kaddish Acha Arvis. He says, what about the Kaddish after Arvis? After Shmon Esrei, says, some people are not going to be there, so we don't count them as part of the seven. And that's what he ends. And he ends the B'seis of Ve'ein, Poichati Mishiva Kadesh B'chol Yom. You have to have seven every day. V'agoyim Kazul Shem Sheva B'yoyim Halal Ticha. Adkan Lashon Shibuli Aleket. That's what he brings the B'seis. The B'seis counts seven Kadeshim. What are the seven of the B'seis? You have one before Yishtabach, after Yishtabach, one after Shmon Esrei, one after Kriyas HaTorah, one after Uvol HaTzion, and one after Shir Shiyim. Basically, that's the five in the morning, one in the Mincha between Ashrei and Shmon Esrei, and one in Ma'ariv. That's how the B'Shoysef counts it. Obviously, we know there's many more. So what's going on with that? But here, that's how the B'Shoysef counts the seven, and we point out, you were asked, already asked, what about the first Kaddish? I was pointing out that he has a Kaddish over here, which is after Kriyas HaTorah. And that's going to mean only not every day of the week.
How did he get to seven? What's his
What do you mean?
Why these seven
out of the other ones? That's the question. That's what I understand. In other words, these are the Iker seven. Then there's other ones we'll see. Vishesh says these are the seven. So I understand why Dafka this. If you look at the preacher right now, really,
there's some reason where there needs to be seven. He says
that there's a siman of the goyim that sheva b'yoyim el ticha. You have to have seven. What are the seven? So he says these are the seven. Now, what I want to put together the different shittas over here, what are the kadesh that we have? So B'Shea says these seven. Okay. Comes the Prisha on the tour, and he says, he brings this very interesting, he's quoting the same source. And he's saying, and he says a little differently. He brings, in the print, they count it with letters, so it makes it easier. Aleph, after Pesukah Zimra, after Yishtabach. That's one, like the B'Shoysef. Beis, achar Sitva Shmon Esrei, like the B'Shoysef. Gimel, achar Gdusha, mean after Uvol HaTzion. That's the third one. Same thing. Dalet, achar Amiris HaMizmor Perka Agada. That's four. If you realize here, what did he skipped? Kriyas HaTorah. He said only four in Shachris. So now you're missing one, right? So now I'm going through the letters. After Shir Shiyim. Hey, achar Asher Shemincha. The fifth one he says is Mincha. Vav, I'm skipping. Achar Kriyas Rishal Arvis. Okay, that's like the B'Shoysef. What is the Zayin? Says the Prisho, la'achar Tfilas Arvis Ve'Nishlama Tfilo. The seventh one is the end of Ma'ariv. You have another Kaddish. So the first you ask, what's this? Why is saying the end of Ma'ariv, not the end of Mincha? So they bring that the minhag that was those days, they used to do Mincha Ma'ariv together, with no break. And the Ikar, you do, when you do Mincha Ma'ariv together, you're not supposed to do a Leinu after Mincha. Right, you do Mincha, you finish, you do Kaddish, and you right away go to Ma'ariv and do, that's the Ikar did. Today we have there's different reasons why. One of them is if you have a Drusha between Mincha Ma'ariv, or Dvar Torah, then it's really a stop, you have to do a Leinu. A Leinu is when you end the davening, but as long as you're doing one, basically Mincha Ma'ariv together, you look at it as one big davening.
So, Kippur, when they finish davening and they have the break, they don't say a Leinu.
That's a different topic. That's a different reason. That's why we segal, many Machzorim has it. Why we don't have that? It's something else. Now, and that's, it says in the pre-shows, also here, Ve'ein Poichati Mizayin Kadeshi B'chol Yoyim, the Kosovo Goyim Shev Sheva B'yom Atikha, that he's quoting the same Shibula Aleket. And that's, and he brings over here, What about the Choshu Kaddish Achat V'Shmon Esrei Mincha? So he says over Yeshloim at the Koshu Kaddish Achat. You have it, but you don't have to mention it. But others say that the answer that we said over here. But that, so he brings here seven. The only thing he brings over here, He says, the priest and says, there is more Kadeshim, he points out. He says, I know there's more Kadeshim, but he wanted to come and give me why these seven are mentioned. He wanted to also give me some halachas over here. That you have to say them, and he wanted to mention them, so he mentioned seven out of the total, but there's more. But there's more. But again, so when we have the Bishayis according to seven, he says one of them is the Kriyas HaTorah, and that's one of his seven. The preacher doesn't have the Kriyas HaTorah, he has instead the end of Ma'ariv. Okay. If you look at the Levush, number nine, below the pre-show, he goes also through seven. What is this seven? So he starts Aleph, I'm going straight to that where the bold letters. Zo Shachay Pesukah Dezimu, one after Pesukah Dezimu. Beis, Achat V'Ashwan Esra, right? Gimel, Achas L'Kedusha, meaning after Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And he says, he adds over here, V'Kan Oim Kodesh Shalom Im Tiskab Etzloysen. This guy of this Kabbalah, which we'll get to a second, to a different Kadeshin. And then he has, Dalet, Aleinu Shabbat, the Kaddish Achav. So you have a Kaddish after Aleinu. So you see here, the Levush brings, we said before, Shir Shalayim. He is saying Aleinu, and after Levush, talk about Nusach Ashkaz, you have Aleinu afterwards. He doesn't say, that's Aleinu. And he doesn't say Shir Shalayim. He calls it Aleinu. In other words, he replaces Aleinu with the Shir Shalayim. Hey, achar asher shebe mincha, right? And he mentions the thing. Vav achar tfilas hamincha. Here he does say mincha. He says the kaddish in the end of mincha. Zayin achar because kriyas shel aris, right? Avot tfilas aris. In the last line, it says tfilas aris and kaddish acharah he rishus. So the preacher says, the levush says he replaces. He says almost like the preacher. But that's the same idea. What he changes instead of saying the Kaddish of after Ma'ariv, he puts the Kaddish after Mincha. And the Kaddish after Ma'ariv says, I'm not mentioning it. Why? Because it's Rishus. It's not part of the, you're not chayev to do it. I want to count to you the seven, they're a must. So that's what they say it. So here already you have your Lush, the Levush is telling us these seven are a chayev, or a must. And that's why you have to say them. That's why many poskim hold. So in the Kaddish, the Kaddish that you do after Aleinu, which we call it Kaddish Yassam, if there's no Yassam, you should say it. If we that's another thing we're going to get to Be'ez Hashem in 2 weeks, we'll talk about Kaddish Yassam, but the Minhag Am Yisrael is not to do Kaddish Yassam if a person has a father and mother. But if there is in the Kahal somebody who doesn't have a father and mother, it's not his year of Avelus, he should say a Kaddish, because that's Kaddish or the Chayva. These seven are the Ikar.
What is Yassam? Along?
No, it also means an orphan. Orphan, that's the answer. Now, first of all, we saw over here, very interesting, that we have different ways to count it. One way, if you look also in the Aruch HaShulchan, back to number 6 in the page, and number is Dalet, so he says he has a different count. He says, Akadmoyin Loim Rek Shiva Kadesh B'chol Yoyim. Says originally it was only 7. That's what he learns, it was originally 7. Shloisha B'Shachris. The whole time we're saying 4 in Shachris. He says only 3 in Shachris. Echod achai shtabach, echod asheri achai tachnun, which is achashvon eze, shli achar volatzirin. He does not mention the one after shir shayim. V'shtayim b'mincha, when? Echod achai asher, shli achai tachnun. In other words, you have before shvon eze, after shvon eze, 2 that you have in mincha. V'shtayim b'arvis, and arvis also you have 2. Chad kol shvon eze, shli achai shvon eze. Hashem shev ayom alticho. So the Aruch HaShulchan is counting 7. He adds the one, he makes, remember, the Bishayis had 1 in Mincha, 1 in Ma'ariv. The Prisha had 2 in Mincha, 1 in Ma'ariv. The Levush had, I'm sorry, 1 in Mincha, 2 in Ma'ariv. The Levush had the opposite, 2 in Mincha, 1 in Ma'ariv. The Aruch HaShulchan has 2 in Mincha, 2 in Ma'ariv. It makes Shachis only 3. Very interesting way they counted it. Comes the Levush says, V'achak Chusiv Oid Gimel, there's 3 that we added. Hainu b'chol tefillah achar aleinu. Right? Because he talked about the end of davening. So you have the end of Shachris, you have another one. The Beseis, the Prishon, Levush did count that already. And then you have to mincha after Ma'ariv. And then he adds, they have an idea called, you have 90 amenim. Okay. And then he adds, he says, there's something you do also after Kriyas HaTorah, and you see another one for the Yusaimim, after Aleinu. Okay. That's what he says. So it's a little, the truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan is a little bit tamua why he counts the seven differently. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan is a very late Achron. He can't just, I mean, we have the sources that say differently. He probably has a different source. He has another sheet in the Mishnayim that say that they count a different way. So we just see that the original seven is debatable exactly how you count them. How you count the original seven.
Listening seems to want the Baal Tefillah Kaddish is as opposed to what we do now, Kaddish Yosef. Right?
Which is in addition. We have a few others. Right. So Kaddish do. We have Kaddish doing davening.
Right. The way the Aruch HaShulchan is counting it, those are the ones that the Baal Tefillah says, and we're
definitely
saying. The others...
Very good.
Aleinu is an issue, whatever. But
so he wants to say only the Kaddish that belongs to the Shlech Tzibur. Excellent. Maybe that's the idea of the Chushul. Kush was the source.
I think that's the one.
Yeah, very good. Look at the Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim is the Poisek is a Sfaradi Poisek. So he goes, the Mekiminik is Sfaradi. But it's important, we'll see what he says. He says, Yulfiti Ve'ari, number 10, the end, the first line, Tzorech Lohem B'chol Yoyim Yud Beis Kaddishim. Says, all that we said seven, that's Ikar Rishani. The Arizal came later, a Pikabola, added more Kadeshim, that's so we get to 12. What is the 12? So he says, Shisha B'Shachris. Now he says six B'Shachris. Until now we had four Max B'Shachris. He said six B'Shachris. Why? Echel Kodim Hoidu. That's what you mentioned. The Kaddish beginning of davening. Habez Kodim Yoitzer. That's, we always had that. Gibel Achat V'Lashwan Esre. Always had that. Da'al Achat Gdusho. We always mention that. The Sidra A Kodim Kaveh. Oh, now you have, we had the fourth one in the end of davening. You had one more after Uvol Tzion. Either it was Shashliyoyim or Aleinu. He says there's one here before Kaveh, the Avov Kodem Lo Shabach. So he has two more. One beginning of davening, one end of davening, comes to make it into six. That's what says the Arizal.
So there's not after Aleinu.
Oh, so it doesn't mention that. Once I get to that, Shnai Mitzvah Samincha, Echad Kodem Amido, Echad Achar Amido, it's two. Arvis, you have four. Why four? Echad kodem brachos darvis, because when we start in Nusach Sfarad, also Nusach Sfarad, you have a Kaddish beginning in Marif. Right before Behurach, you have a Kaddish. Echad kodem amido, echad achar amido, we always spoke about. Echad kodem elun shabach. So this is a minhag Sfarad, you have another Kaddish, you have two Kaddishim after Shmoneh Esrei and Marif. We have only one before Aleinu. So we have one before and one after Aleinu. And that's what he says. So he says that's the idea of 12. In other words, he adds two in Shachris. Yeah, it's two in Ma'ariv, right? So that comes out to be, that's the four on top of the 11, and it counts also the Mincha too, so you have your 12. It says, then it continues, V'yeshinu agud lo'im ha'achat filas mincha mizmo l'matzeach v'neginers, chag ha'umim kaddish v'alim shabach. There's another meaning to do another kaddish. V'arein ne'asa ha'kol yudgim l'kaddishim k'neged yudgim l'midas. So he says, we have a 13, you'd give me the Shirachbim, for Ashri Misha, over this Rabbah, with Simcha Kavana, it's the beginning of over the Kodesh Boch. So the PR Rizal is 12, and some had make it 13. So that's the number of Kaddish over here. I just wanted to point it out, because it's very interesting. We, especially, you know, in the Kielos that we are in, we have two main Nusachim that we go with, Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. So Nusach Ashkenaz actually fits very much with this Kaf HaChaim, because Nusach Ashkenaz has 13 Kaddish. Why? You have in Shachris, Nusach Ashkenaz and Chutzlar doesn't say in Kilokeinu. And we don't see Peter Bakhtaris in the end. So what Nusach Ashkenaz has, there's two Kaddish at the beginning of davening. There's one after Rabbi Shmuel and one after Mizmor Shir Chalukas Abayis. One before Shmuel. That's two before. Then you have the other ones we spoke of before. You have the one before Yishtabach, one after Shmoneh Esrei, one of after Uvel Tzion, and one after and then you have one after Aleinu. So you have basically seven over there. You have three in Mincha that we do, because you do one before Shmoneh Esrei, one after Shmoneh Esrei, and one Kaddish of the Yosrim. That makes it into 10. And then you have in Ma'ariv, you have three. The Ashkenaz has one before Shmoneh Esrei, one after Shmoneh Esrei, and one that. So you have 7, 3, 3, and Efsher, maybe, I didn't see any source of that, I'm just bringing you as a maybe, that the Sheva Bayoyim Hilal Ticho, that they're going to say, we Mikayim in Shachris. You have 7 Kadeshim in Shachris. Right? So you have 7 in Shachris, 3 in Mincha, 3 in Ma'ariv, you get to the 13, and the Kaf HaChaim mentions the idea of you giving me this. And you have 7 in Shachris, and maybe that, you know, refers to Sheva Bayoyim Hilal Ticho, and Nusach Ashkenaz has exactly 13. Nusach Sfarad is interesting, because Nusach Sfarad, in Shachris is the same thing. I mean, you have 7. Instead of having one, which is after Mizmor Shir Chalukas Abayis L'David, you have one in the end of davening after Enkel Okeinu, which Nusach Ashkenaz does not have. So there's one additional one. So that one replaces. So they have also seven in Shachris. In Mincha, you have three. But in Ma'ariv, you have four. Because you have the three that were Mitzvah Ashkaz, plus you have one in the beginning of Ma'ariv. So it's interesting, because it comes to 14 suddenly. So it's good to know. This is Stam Einyan. I didn't do enough research about it. But from what I knew and learned, I also heard it from my Rebbe, Rosh Shapir, Zechatzai Yivracha, the idea of Nusach Sfarad. What was Nusach Sfarad? Nusach Sfarad really is, there was, the Arizal wrote Kavanus on the Nusach of Sfaradim. When the Chassidim and Anshei Maaseh wanted to use the Kavanus of the Arizal, many of them don't apply to Nusach Ashkenaz, because Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't have many of the things that the Sfaradim have. So they changed the Nusach Ashkenaz to add to it some additional parts of davening to fit it with the Sfaradim. So Nusach Sfarad is like an in-between. You took the original Nusach Ashkenaz, you took the Nusach Sfaradim, you added to the Nusach Ashkenaz whatever the Arizal referred to that you don't have in the Nusach Ashkenaz. So you add all kinds of things. That's it's really a build-up from these two things, and that's like the Nusach Sfarad was created. So the Arizal mentions you have to do a Kaddish before beginning your marriage. Efshar Nusach Sfarad wanted to use that Arizal, so they added that Kaddish too, even though now it comes at more than 13. Meaning, really, it should not be more than 13, but because they wanted, they used also the regular Nusach Ashkenaz. And Nusach Sfarad, that added another Kaddish over here, and maybe that be the reason they came into 14. Obviously, everything that Minhag Yisrael, there's big things, they'll put that in Shabbayim, so we're not coming to be married. Just point out that the source that we have is that they have to get to 13, it fits with Nusach Ashkenaz, not the Nusach Sfarad. So that's in terms of the numbers. Beseder. The Mishnah Berurah adds you one more thing. This is important because we talk about Kadesh, and Kadesh. Number 12 over here, you see the Mishnah Berurah. Shura says, Oymir kasha toiv lemaid brachas, the same way you want to do as minimal as possible brachas, kach toiv lemaid bekadeshim. Don't have too many Kadeshim. Don't try to add to a Kadeshim. Whatever we have a minute to do, you do. Don't add more. Right? And he says, "I'm a chayish kor tigol azish esof yasor bnei odom v'oyim kabe kadeshim psukatoy mishtag more." People get together to do more kadeshim. You don't try to avoid to do more kadeshim. That's what Mishnah Pais gets most supposed to go with. That you don't do too many kadeshim. That's why these numbers are very important. Okay, now what are the kadeshim that we have? So basically, there's four types of kadeshim that we use. One Kaddish is what's called Chatzi Kaddish. Chatzi Kaddish is usually in the middle of davening when you have to do a break in between two things. We'll see soon the Primi Godim inside gives us a little bit of the keys for when you do which Kaddish. So you do Chatzi Kaddish between Psukei Dezimra and Kriyat Shema. Meaning you're not completely doing something new. You're going from one part of davening to another part of davening, you do Chatzi Kaddish. Similar after Kriyat Shema. Do a Chatzi Kaddish. You have different places in davening. Do Chatzi Kaddish.
Are we saying anything about why Chatzi and what we're leaving out? What's half of what?
We'll get to that next year. What we're leaving out? We're leaving out the other parts of Kaddish, which are not the main parts of Kaddish. The main part of Kaddish is the first part, which we'll get to. That we'll get to next week. So that's Chatzi Kaddish. Then you have Kaddish Shalom. Kaddish Shalom is the Kaddish that Chazan says in davening. What usually you do it in the end, we'll see the Pribi Godim in a second. When the davening comes to a conclusion, you say a Kaddish, that Kaddish has the word Tiskabel Tzaloysen. Accept our davenings. So you do the end of davening. Basically, you do it in the end of every davening Hesra and Hesra. Or the end of Slichus, because Slichus also is considered to be a davening. So that's.
You said the end of Shmona Hesra or the end of
davening?
End of davening. Well, that is the
end of davening. Basically, the end of davening.
Good point. End of davening.
What is the end of davening? The end of Shmona Hesra? Okay, we'll talk about it in a second. So the Kaddish of Tiskabel is the Kaddish that comes at the end of davening. Then you have a Kaddish, which is called the Kaddish Yosef. We call it the Orphan Kaddish. The Orphan Kaddish is a Kaddish, the same Kaddish as Kaddish Shalom, which doesn't have Tiskabel. Happens to be that we do use it sometimes in davening. You use it for a Chazan as well. When do we use a Chazan? When does a Chazan do a Kaddish Shalom without Tiskabel? And? It's twice a year we do it. Purim. Purim after Kriyas Megillah and Tisha B'Av, you do it, and also you don't say Tiskabel. In Tisha B'Av, the reason is, there's a reason for it, because in the Avelus, the Avelus says Sosam Tfilosi, that the davening is, so to speak, not being accepted. Therefore, some also have the minhag. It's a machlekes. We'll get there in a second. Questions and soon. Machlekes in the minhagim. If in Besa Avel, do you say Tiskabel or not? Different minhagim. Some minhagim do say it. Some minhagim do not say it. And what are the reasons not to say it? Because when you have a velus, you have a concept of sasam tefilosi. So tefilosi is as if the davening is not as accepted. And therefore, you don't say the word Tiskabel. So that's just an aside thing that you have a kaddish without Tiskabel that does apply even to regular shatz. And once that, and then the last one, the fourth one, you have a kaddish derabanan. Kaddish derabanan is a kaddish that we do usually after things that have to do with learning. So we all know, right? And everybody says kaddish derabanan. The ones that we have in davening have to apply to things that have to do with learning. We get to a second to the question. I just want to see this thing inside because we're running out of time. The Primogodim number 11. Just see the thing inside. When Primogodim starts, he doesn't refer to kaddish derabanan. He says, "Daki shalosh kaddish yosha." We have three kaddishim. Echot kaddish shalom tiskabel. That's one. Beis kaddish shalom below tiskabel, which is what we call kaddish yosha. Gimel chatzi kaddish. And he says like this: "Alevush doesn't cloud." Give us a rule. The Primogodim. Sheinu tiskabel rak achar tefilas shmoneh esrei. After you finish shmoneh esrei, end that. And whatever it's attached to, answer you say kaddish is kabel. Tas kazav gam machas slichus, also slichus. And then he says, "I'm going to skip because he's speaking about chatzik kaddish." And he goes, "The end of the line ends with the klolo, it's a rule. Kol mokum shorim b'shul psukim ra'agoda, or im kaddish shalom. Whenever you end a psukim ra'agoda, it's a kaddish shalom. Mashayiki kishom ha'chazan lafsik ben psukim lezim shenish lemukan. You ended one part of the davening, and you want to go to the next part." Or you have to ashray a mincha. You stop from one part of davening to go to the next part. So then the idea is, look at Kerbat, you're not learning right now. That's what he says. So he gives us the rules, the little keys. The Kaddish Shalom is the end of davening. Chatzik Kaddish is the middle of two parts, which are davening parts. And when you have a Kaddish Shalom is when you end something completely. You're not in the middle of that part. If you look at Mishnah Berurah number 13, the Mishnah Berurah says another thing. He says like this. You know, let's go to Ois Tes, because we don't have time. Let's go to Ois Tes. Number 13, you'll see the Siv Katan Tes. And here he speaks about the fourth Kaddish that the Rebbe did not be praying, which is Kaddish Derabon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'achat v'lik v'shat Siv Katan Kodem, v'achat v'achat shalomad ez inyam yiter shabal peh." Whenever you learn something, Yochel Lerma Kaddish Derabonon. And that's the idea. When you do Kaddish Derabonon in davening, it's because we ended to learn something. Either we did Kerbonis. So we did Kerbonis. We spoke about Kerbonis. We said the Mishnah. We said Mekoyimon. We said Kaddish Derabonon. Or we said in the end, we did Pitam Akhtaris. Again, we learned it's a really a Gemara. Vayin b'mogad avron shemasik davka yim amar chesed kopanim mixes divrei agodo. Says the Mishabura, but you do need to have just halacha, you don't say Kaddish Derabonon. You have to have divrei agodo as well. That's the main Kaddish. It was established with Divrei Agoda, as the Gemara tells us. In order for it to be Divrei Agoda.
What is
Divrei Agoda? You teach halacha, they say, Agoda is more as a drush, right? Another thing we do when we end Kavel Hashem, what do we say? We add that concept to the world. Why we do that? He says for the Kaddish Derabanan, and that's what he says. That you always have to do that. You always have to have Divrei Agoda in that. So the question is, what about the Kaddish Derabanan we have at the beginning of davening, the one you mentioned before? We don't have Divrei Agoda there.
We don't have
Haggadah. Yeah, we say Rabbi Shmuel, there's a turn in Dreshes. 13 ways it turns in Dreshes. And then we end the Yeratzot, she bought a base of Migdash. We're asking Shmuel, this way should be built. There's no Divrei Haggadah. So why, how did he say Kaddish Derabanan there? So then if you look at number 14, the Shai HaKoyel. The Shai HaKoyel is a sefer that was written to explain the whole davening based on the Nusach of the Hadmor HaZokin, of the Balatanya. The Nusach will be there today, which is called the Nusach Chabad. So there he says you do the Kaddish, and he says the following. He says, he brings that Admor B'Shulchan Aruch, Kosta Shachar, Ezu Mekoyman, Tabi Tzivas Yirotz, Lermach HaKadosh, say Kaddish. So he says, you say Yirotz, you say Kaddish. He says, don't tell him the Yotz is for the Kaddish. Because it's not Divrei Agada. So he says, we're skipping to four lines before the end. Ava bichir posku loy mekadosh d'rabbanon, mishu shezeu inyan dalet chelket filo amyusodi mekadmonim. Says the main reason is that the Kaddish that we have beginning of davening is different than other Kaddish. That Kaddish is part of the Seder at Tfilah. And therefore, usually Kaddish d'rabbanon is only said in learning, and the learning has to have Agata. But here, the Kaddish d'rabbanon beginning of davening is unique. That it's not for learning, as you would think it is. It's actually part of the davening. And he refers to what is brought down in the name, and the reason why I could go into it too much, that there's four parts of davening. Each one is a different oilam, a different world. You have the part which is called Karbanis, then you have the part which is called the Asiyah is the Karbanis, then you have the Yitzira, which belongs, that's Tzukat Zimra, you have the Bria, which is Kriyashma, and you have that Silus, which is Runasre, that's the topic that we're not going into these things, just to know that it's four Olamas. So between every Olam, between every world, you need to have a Kaddish. So part of the Seder of Davening is you have a Kaddish between, that Kaddish Derabbanon is different. So we learned today.
Why
would
Baal Tefillah say that one then? When we get to
the Shir on Kaddish Yosef,
we can always say that one. Then.
Right,
it belongs to the
Chazan. Right, right. So we'll get basically to the Shir on Kaddish Yosef. We'll see that they gave up some of the Kaddishim to give it to Ayosef. To give it to Ayosef, because the Yosef wants for, if he's not Baal Tefillah, he will have a Kaddish to say. So that's why it's part of davening. So
first one that's part of davening, is that always said or is that sometimes not said?
So that's a very good point. The base of this, it's also one of the things that should always be said.
But it's not always said, right?
That's the minug. Many hold it should always be said.
We'll get there.
Many hold always be said. Even if a person is not a Yosef, which we'll get to Beis Hashem, not a Yosef should say Kaddish Derabbanon. Because Kaddish Derabbanon is allowed to be said by a person, even a person who's not an orphan.
But in that first one, you said...
The first one, even the last one. Even the last one. Because Kaddish Derabbanon in general is said also not by orphans. So that's why it says, Be'ikar Din should be that way. So what we learned today, first of all, is the main seven Kaddishim, which bring us up to 12, 13. We said this Chashka works with the 13, so aside, we have an additional one. And then we have the four different types of Kaddish. Chatzi Kaddish, Kaddish Shalem, Kaddish Yosef, which we call the Kaddish Adis Kabel, and the Kaddish Derabbanan. Now, what was the question over here? What do you want to ask?
I just want to know
what Purim. Yeah. Oh, no, Purim is the Purim night. The Leil Purim. We say Kaddish this Kabbal after Shmoneh Esrei, right? We say Kaddish after Kriyas Megillah without this Kabbal. Yeah, Yishmael Abba. It's one of my joys of Purim is like they're going to stand next to the Chaz and say, "Hey, no, this Kabbal." That's it.
It's amazing that we start out Gemara Brachas that it's a dream to cancel Gezerah when this is. All about participating, and you say in your dream you have kavana when you say Heishmei Rabba, but doesn't and that cancels the gezerah. But what about like every day you're saying Kaddish?
No, so it says we learned it before that when you the Gemara in Shabbos says that takes away Gzar Dinoi.
Both of them take away.
Yeah, the dream is a special thing. The dream is if a person dreams about Heishmei Rabba is a promise that he's a Ben Olam Haba.
Okay.
Something else. It's a special delivery from Shemaim. They gave him a special thing.
I got it.
Why does Mishnah Berurah compare Kaddish to Brachos?
What do you mean? Oh, not to say too much.
There's no Shem Hashem.
Right. Good question. I don't know. Good question. Okay, but that's an introduction to Kaddish. Basically, we'll continue next week with the understanding of what Kaddish is all about.
We'll try to get it.